Vermont's Climate Superfund law got its first day in court this week in Rutland. There is a legal challenge to the law, and the outcome could decide whether a state can collect money from fossil fuel companies for climate change. Vermont Public climate and environment reporter Abigail Giles was in the federal courthouse that day, and she is here live in the studio to talk with us about the case. Good morning, Abigail.
Hey, Jen.
Okay, so as I said, you're at the federal courthouse in Rutland on Monday as the first arguments were taking place. Who was there, and what did you see?
Yeah, the courtroom was packed. The hearing actually had to start late because so many people were in line for security. And there were a lot of slick suits in the room. Lots of folks from D.C. and kind of from far and wide came to this hearing. On one side of the room, there were attorneys from the Trump administration. The American Petroleum Institute and U.S. Chamber of Commerce are also suing over Vermont's law. They had a lawyer there. The Attorney General of West Virginia was in the room. West Virginia is leading a group of 24 mostly Republican-led states, a lot of them with big fossil fuel industries who say Vermont's law would cause people who live there undue harm because it would hurt those industries. Mm. And then on the other side of the room was the state of Vermont, backed by lawyers from the Northeast Organic Farming Association and Natural Resources Defense Council. And the hearing was essentially to decide whether any of these challenges should go to a trial.
Okay, so sounds like a rather unusual day in federal court in Rutland. Let's dive into the case, Abigail. Will you refresh us on what the Climate Superfund law does?
Yeah, it's been a little while. So Vermont's Climate Superfund law is about this idea that when a company makes pollution while doing business, it should foot the bill to clean it up. It's an old legal idea that comes from times in U.S. history when we have had these really gnarly big industrial sites that really are too expensive to fix or to clean up or to ameliorate for, you know, like the towns and counties and states that host them. So the federal government has historically stepped in and said, we're going to make the companies that created this mess clean it up. It's the polluter pays principle. And what Vermont's law does is it essentially says, hey, isn't climate change kind of the same deal? We know that this is costing Vermont taxpayers more than we can afford. And science is getting really good at tracing damage from climate change back to some of the biggest polluters in the world. So the idea is that the state will run the numbers and then bill the biggest fossil fuel companies in the world for their share based on what their products have contributed to global warming. And since Vermont passed this law in 2024, this new idea has really taken off. New York State has a similar law in the books, and some other state legislatures are looking at similar approaches. And this is the first really big fight over whether states should be allowed to take this kind of novel approach.
Well, it's not hard to imagine why the fossil fuel industry would take issue with Vermont's approach, but what exactly are the federal government and other plaintiffs arguing about the law?
It was interesting, Jen. There was a lot of focus on Monday on whether, with this law, Vermont is overstepping its power as a state. The feds and the fossil fuel industry and the Chamber of Commerce, they tried to make their case to the judge that Vermont is trying to regulate air quality and business outside of its borders in a way that only the federal government can do under the Clean Air Act. Now, this is interesting because the Trump administration is actually arguing right now in another case Vermont is involved with that it's not the federal government's job to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. So it'll be really interesting to see what the judge decides here. Legal experts that I've talked to said the courts probably won't let them have it both ways. The judge actually pressed lawyers representing the Trump administration about this on Monday, and it got a little heated.
Okay. Okay, so what does Vermont and the environmental groups backing the law, what do they have to say?
Yeah, Vermont's lawyers say the Climate Superfund law is not a regulation. It's just an effort to collect money to help the state pay for a problem that we know industry caused. They say that we know the science is clear that burning fossil fuels is causing climate change. There wasn't a lot of debate about that in the courtroom on Monday. It's also clear that Vermont farmers, for example, are suffering a lot. NOFA shared some really poignant examples of this in court. And they're also saying that these claims the plaintiffs raised that the Superfund Act will increase energy costs or hurt industry are really speculative at this point because Vermont hasn't even come up with a bill for the oil companies yet. So it's early days, and Vermont says these lawsuits should get thrown out.
We just have about a minute left, Abigail, but I'm curious, where does this go next?
Yeah, Judge Mary-Kate Lanthier will have to make a decision, but it's hard to say how long that will take. I've heard weeks, I've heard months. And if she finds the feds and the industry reasonable, there could be a trial. It's also possible that she will just side with one party or the other. Either way, Jen, legal experts I talked with said that this could go to the Supreme Court. So this is a really big deal that's happening right here in Vermont.
Well, we will certainly keep our eyes peeled to your reporting. That is climate and environment reporter Abigail Giles, and you can find her reporting at vermontpublic.org. Thank you for being here this morning, Abigail.
Thanks for having me, Jen.